Welcome to Spotlight on Africa. Today we're talking to two award winners from Uganda and Tanzania. Both have won the UN Development Program's Equator Prize for their work in forestry and human rights. Mugabe Gregory is a spokesperson for Kayanza Growers Tea Factory in southwest Uganda, home to half of the world's mountain gorillas. The tea factory is also responsible for preserving one of Uganda's oldest rainforests. We spoke to Gregory on the sidelines of the COP21 summit to get his reaction to winning the award.
We're excited about this because we didn't expect it, and we are thankful to the Equator Prize, UNDP, for identifying our technologies contributing to adaptation and mitigation to climate change. We are so excited to be nominated to come and exchange our innovations to the entire world.
Can you just give us an idea about some of the things that you do that are quite special?
This tea farming community is surrounding one of the old forests in Uganda, Buin Forest, which is home to half of the mountain gorillas still surviving in the world. So that is great because this community has conserved this natural resource since 1960, because that's when we started growing the tea. So we are doing some of the conservation planting trees in order to address the deforestation and the varies of climate change, the drought. So this is one of the issues that we are handling on conservation of wildlife. We are also having a program of family planning, creating awareness, because when we did the risk and opportunity analysis, we found that the population is increasing. For your information, in Uganda now, the fertility rate is 6.5 children per woman. So this exerts pressure on the natural resources. So the awareness we are calling out is to tell the farmers and the community that they should have manageable family sizes that are compatible with the resources they have. And also we are looking at energy saving technologies, especially on lights, cooking stoves which don't use a lot of firewood. And we are also looking at the factory using energy saving bulbs that has reduced our expenditure by 20%. So it's unique, and it is a big achievement that we are doing differently compared to other factories in Uganda.
The farmers plant the tea around the gorillas. If you look at other communities, there is quite an adversarial communication with wild animals.
This tea we are growing, is the land is owned by farmers, an area of 3,500 hectares. We did research and found out that crop raiding, animals coming out of the forest, destroying crops of the farmers. The only way we can address that and live harmony with the wildlife is to plant tea. Because, yes, some of wild animals, when they don't want to go in the open place, and tea is acting as a buffer. So when you have 100 meters of tea around the forest, then you can plant your crops. Animals will not cross the tea to come and destroy your crops. So the farmers are enjoying it. Because in the past, they used to grow crops up to the boundary of the forest, and immediately after plants coming up, then the wild animals would just destroy them. So we did research, and then we found that these animals, first of all, they don't eat tea, and they fear to go out in the open because their home is the forest. So tea is managed in such a way that it is like a table. We call it a pracking table. So when the animals come and they see the sky, they go back to the forest. So that is an intervention that is unique for our community. And we have partnered with the Uganda Wildlife Authority. This is the government arm in charge of conserving wildlife. There are benefits they get. Because if you go to see a mountain gorilla, for example, you are given a permit. And we have an arrangement. Every permit given to a tourist, $10 go back to the community. And this community use this money construct schools, they can use it to plant more tea, they open new roads so that we can go and collect their tea.
So basically the farmers and the people who live in the area become guardians of their own space?
Yeah, because they increase income, because they get revenue from the forest by conserving the mountain gorillas and other natural resources, they plant more tea and then they increase their income. So they look at it as their natural resource, they have lived with it and they are proud of it. And as a factory and management, we are saying now, we have to live here because this is where our indigenous ancestors lived, and you have to conserve. And that's why we are saying now, let us go into climate change adaptation so that we improve on our income and welfare of the community.
In Tanzania, Mujumita received the Equator Prize for its work in helping villages secure land rights to their forest, resolving land disputes, and designing land use plans for the equitable use of forest resources. We spoke to Rahima Najidi, the spokesperson for Mjumita, to find out more about her organization located in 6 regions of Tanzania.
So we do a lot of capacity building, and at the same time, to make sure communities benefit, we also introduce alternative income generating activities such as beekeeping, mushroom farming, butterfly farming. This is all in the name of making them sure not to go on into the forest and rely on something else.
What sort of connection do you have to the local government and also to the federal government in Tanzania?
We have a very good connection because whatever we do, we have to go through them. And wherever we go, they are also along us, so we have to work hand in hand with them. So this is a way to make sure that they also own the whole process, so that when we're not able to go there, they'll be there to take care of the activities on behalf of the communities.
And one of the issues with forest people around sub-Saharan Africa is that their voices aren't heard.
It's true, their voices are not heard enough. And that's why Mjumita came into existence. So we are the community's advocacy tool. We shout out to the government, to the neighbors, to the stakeholders in general that this is our resource. We need to protect it because if it's destroyed, it's just the communities who are being affected the most. So we talk on behalf of the communities, and that's what we've been doing for the past 15 years.
Even though there's laws that are on the books, they are not implemented. Is that an issue between people who come into the forest who are not forest people and take things?
As you mentioned, we have very good laws and policies, and I'm very glad about that, and we are praised all over for that. But now the problem is on implementing all those laws and policies. The lack of implementation paves room now for people to go into the forest and do whatever they can do just to get something on the table. And sometimes this goes into tree cutting, illegal charcoal making, you name it. Just because somebody wants food on the table, somebody wants to send the kids to school, and somebody just does it in the name of corruption, name of anything. So what we do now, we go there, we create awareness on the laws and policies, and now the communities are now aware of what they're supposed to be doing and what they're not supposed to be doing. We establish village forest reserves for the communities where they have the management plans, the harvesting plans. So whatever is done in the forest is done according to their management plans and harvesting plans. And also to take care of this problem, we facilitate villages to have land use planning. So there's areas for grazing, there's area for settlement, areas for agriculture. So now this makes sure that the village land is used wisely for the present generation, also for the future generation.
Mm. And one of the issues that is key in Tanzania is land grabbing, also in part done either by private or, investment or by the government. Have you had some issues with officials on this?
Yeah, land grabbing is a problem. We have a good example. One of our communities in the southern part of Tanzania, the massive piece of forest land was taken away in the name of investment. They were planning to start biofuel plantations, but it ended up just cutting down the forest, taking the logs, and then they disappeared. So you try to weigh like the value of the forest and the biofuel, which you did not start. So at the end of the day, the communities are the ones who are being affected. So now the powerful tool that should be really used at the village level is the village assembly, where all the communities have a say on what should be done on their land. So our role now is to empower them to be able to question the leaders. Whoever comes with a proposal of investment, they should question them. how are they going to benefit as a community, and how is the forest going to benefit from that investment. Let's believe in the communities. They can make a change in the forest sectors, and that's why we're trying to give them a chance to do so, because we've seen in the many areas that we're working with, the community have brought almost 1,800,000 acres of forest into management, and it's going very well. So we're trying to put more acres into management of the communities for them to benefit as well.
That's it for Spotlight on Africa. Thanks for joining me, Laura Angela Bagneto. Until next time.